So my buddy has a little off-road machine, and ever so often he says, he asks me if I want to go off-roading with him. And yeah, of course, I love it. And that little thing buzzes around and it just goes everywhere. It's a cool little four-wheeler. It fits too comfortably. You can fit four. If they're not too tall, they fit in the back. There's a picture in the album. Actually, I think I uploaded a picture here. But there's one in the album where we got stuck for a little bit. Now, in this place here, it's Cinder Hills, Arizona. It's just a little bit on the other side of Flagstaff here, and it's a off-roading site. Now, the really peculiar thing about this is once you get up into the mountains, it's just black rocks everywhere, like soft dirt sort of thing. And it's just everywhere. And it's just, there was a, I don't think it's active anymore, but the volcano there must have exploded a while ago and then just left all this black rock everywhere. It's a really cool place to go off-roading in. It's got trails and everything, and we went all around the mountain through the backside, and it was a good time. I've never seen anything like that before. I've always wondered what the black beaches, the black sand beaches of Hawaii look like, and I think I have a pretty good idea. Now, I've never thought of myself as a landscape photographer, and as you can tell in these things, I have a very minimalist approach. But this thing going up there, that's exactly what I was seeing. There's exactly like a black landscape in front of you, and then there's sky, and if you look further away, you can see the mountains. But the amount of black that was there as dirt, as earth, was pretty breathtaking. Again, I've never seen anything like that before. So I set up my little camera. I just took a little 35mm, set it up, and wanted to take the lines of the landscape more than the details in it. I wasn't going to get a whole lot of detail in the blackness anyway. But I set it up and took some shots, and they are what they are. You can see the rest. I put the link for the rest of the album down at the bottom here of the post. I stand developed these. I did push the film to, it's 400 film. I pushed to 1600 black and white. I believe this one was ultra fine extreme. I hand rolled the film as well. And there's a couple in there that I'm really proud of as far as having a minimalist sort of landscape. And I'm going to clean them up a little bit and print them up and see what those look like. The color ones towards the end there, I actually took those on a Fuji 6x9 camera. They call it the Texas Leica. You can look it up, but I'll put a picture of it if I can, either on the Instagram later on or later on this post. But those I shot with expired film, and I'm happy, fairly happy with how those turned out. The lens on that camera is very sharp. It's a medium format camera, of course. And it's a range finder, but what I did essentially was set the it's one of those cameras that has a fixed lens on it. It's a great lens. It's more like a normal size lens for that camera. I believe it's 90mm, and I just set it to focus. I have it hyperfocal distance, and I had set I'm sure I set it at either f/22 or f/32, and then just set the hyperfocal distance on it. And took some of these shots in there, and I like the way these turned out. I like to get some of these printed in the real dark room. Once Phoenix Film Revival at PHX Film Revival gets all that squared away, I think I'm going to start printing some of these directly from the negatives just to see what they look like. The sunset one is probably the coolest one. And there's a couple other ones where it looks like a big dipping down into the, where the mountains dip down into the trees. I like that one too. But like I said, landscape photography to me, I'm not very good at some sort of realistic Ansel Adams type F64 large format landscape. I guess if I were to shoot a landscape, it'd be more like something that Sally Mann does, where it's grungy and it almost makes you think of what it is that you're looking at. As you can tell here, the landscapes that I have are grungy, and they are very minimalist. There's a couple of shots in there where you can see the detail on the mountains. That turned out pretty cool with sky and clouds and pretty cool. But I like, as you can see, I really love the darkness in there too. So that's more of my vibe. If you have any questions on the technical aspects on this, the black and white was stand developed, and I need to do a little. Well, you can look it up on YouTube, and I'll post it on here too. And I stand develop a little differently than what your normal stuff is, or what your normal procedures are. So I'll post that up just in case anyone's interested in that. But yeah, thank you so much for listening and checking out today's gallery. If you have any questions, click on that contact button on the blog. The email is thecommonrule@gmail.com. Restless Samurai is the Twitter, and The Common Rule is the Instagram. All right, have a good day.